Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your friend and your real estate broker in Los Angeles, serving all of California with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information on these exciting topics. That is Corey Chambers and ChatGPT, AI, artificial intelligence, plus the three top best investments, I should say most important investments, most vital investments for your future, tomorrow, and beyond. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We will gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. Corey Chambers and AI, artificial intelligence, ChatGPT. I'm one of the first people to get heavily delved into AI, artificial intelligence. I use it almost every day for work, for real estate marketing, for other things. I'm using it for writing cover letters and resumes because real estate is down as far as the number of transactions is way down. So the money going to real estate agents is way down, and agents are having to scramble and figure out how to survive. Fortunately, I bought lots of Bitcoins many years ago. I hope your Bitcoins are there. I hope they exist for you, whether you have $20 worth or $20 million worth. I hope you have something, because if you can't afford lots of Bitcoins like I was able to buy, if you buy $20 worth or less, it gives you the chance to learn about it and to turn that $20 into $200 or $2,000 or more. So, Muppy and I drinking at the drinking fountain. And then you need to learn about what, most people don't know about money, where it comes from, what gives it value. Even my smartest friend Harvey wasn't quite sure recently, but I've taken the three economics classes plus studied economics tremendously, maybe too much, on online and on the financial programs and reading articles and all that good stuff in addition to my high school and college classes. So that's coming to very handy, knowing that the dollar is doomed. How many people will tell you that the dollar is doomed? Zero. People think you're wacky if you mention that. But if you just look at the facts, not the conspiracy theorists, but the facts, which is that the dollar is only worth about 2% of what it was worth when it was first minted in around 1835 or whatever year that was, when the U.S. dollar was officially created. And so back then you could buy, for $1, you could buy a large meal for a large family. You could buy dinner for a large family for $1. So that was how much the dollar was designed to be. Your primary meal of the day for your family was $1. $1 was the amount that it took to feed your entire family, potentially for the entire day. So that is now more like $98. Feed your entire family for a day. It's what a lot of families spend. Maybe above average, but a lot of people do spend that much regularly, either daily or almost daily. But most people don't have that large family. So people actually have a smaller family. One of the reasons people have to have a smaller family is because the dollar is so worthless compared to what it was. It was worth about $97. when it was first invented. A dollar was a lot of money. That was a big, big, fancy meal. It was a dollar. Not just a big meal for a big family, a nice big meal at a restaurant. So that's what we're talking about, and that's why people should own Bitcoin, because the dollar is already nearly worthless compared to when it was created. And it's only getting worse. That's what inflation is. Inflation means your dollar gets that much more worthless. Do they explain it to you? No, they don't want you to know that. But with 3% inflation means your dollar is 3% more worthless than it was last year. 10%, 20% inflation means your dollar is 10 or 20% more worthless than it was last year. So that adds up. It's called compounding. Just like compounding interest makes you rich, compounding inflation makes you poor. It makes the banks rich. It makes the government rich. So you have to add all that up when you're talking about taxes and stuff. People, taxes are a trick. And wealthy people, successful people, and powerful people and wealthy people, they use all the tricks at their disposal, and they have a lot of them at their disposal. One of them is to trick you into thinking that you're not being overtaxed, because they add a little tax on this, state tax, a little tax, county tax, city tax, federal income tax, other taxes, sales tax, state income tax, property tax, county property tax. And then you have to add all the other stuff. You've got to add the inflation, because benefit mostly goes to the government. Inflation benefits the government. Inflation, government gets their money first. That gives them a benefit from inflation. And all the other aspects surrounding inflation benefit the government. The government gets to print money. Inflation is usually directly correlated to the government printing money or giving away money that it does not have. That's all inflation. That all benefits the government. It all grows the government. It all increases the pay for government workers, from your local trash collector to the President of the United States. So those are the three investments for you. Number one, invest in yourself, your education, your knowledge, and that is what you know and who you know. That's 90% of your financial success, and even other success, even spiritual success, is what you know and who you know. Even your health relies on that to a large extent, as long as you're getting healthy, correct information, and you're not believing everything that the federal government corrupt healthcare agencies tell you. Because they're going to tell you what is only true and correct enough to keep them in office and out of jail. Beyond that, there's not going to be a lot of truth to it. The rest of the truth is about the truth of what's going to make them the most money and give them the most power. So that's it, 1, 2, 3, and I'm very much considering putting everything that I type into ChatGPT, or putting almost everything that I type in there and that it spits out, onto one of my blogs, my Los Angeles real estate blog, the LA Loft blog, or my California blog, which is for real estate, tech, and finance, which is called entar.com. And so most of my stuff will go onto one of those two websites, and things that are interesting that don't fit in any of those categories will go on a third, either my Twitter or my Facebook, or one of my other quick, easy blogs. LinkedIn, I guess if it's related to jobs or employment or career or business, it will go on LinkedIn. And if it goes on, if it belongs to a different category, I gotta have a generic blog for that, for other, everything else that's interesting. All right, thanks for joining me. As I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available on any loft, condo, or house, or private previews available upon request. And if you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. I'm Corey Chambers, your friend and your real estate broker in Los Angeles with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye-bye.